Hey guys, it's Annis. I currently am working on another fun little thing with John, and I tell you, I plan on doing something a little different this time around. If this thing comes around as we plan, we're hoping to get more guys involved and get probably a lot more variety, I'm hoping. I really dig the idea of having so many different things catered to in a single audio. It's long, but if you can sit through it, it seems worth it. Normally, I'm like not a big proponent of super long audios, but when you get so much stuff, it's hard not to. Anyway, so I saw this questionnaire about Tinder. I don't now just as a, just to preface, I don't use this app at all right now. I used to use it fairly often and not really to much effect. I didn't use it for hookups. So let me go ahead and get into it. Number one, have you ever hooked up with anyone from Tinder? No. I did meet two girls that I then saw for like 2 months apiece. The first girl was absolutely like insatiable when it came to sex, though. Like, I started to think that, maybe that's what this was, but she said things that just weren't becoming of like a friends with benefits kind of relationship. Like, you never say some shit like, if you stick around long enough, you might meet my parents, or some shit like that, you know? So, we're doing our thing for like 2 months, and it's pretty cool. We did some really nice stuff together. Like, I thought we were jiving. I knew from the get-go that she might not be sticking around in town. She had a lot of different kinds of things that she was going for that would pretty much necessitate moving pretty far away. So I had already known that from the get-go, that that was a possibility, and she broke it off with me because of apparently getting an opportunity, like, basically almost on the other side of the country, and, like, not even a month later, she's in a relationship with some other dude, so there's some lying going on somewhere in that, so I kind of got, like, really turned off. And I didn't use the app for a while. I'm not the kind of person that can like check out multiple people at once. Like, I am a one person at a time person. I don't have the time or the patience or the emotional stability to handle like juggling multiple people. Like, I see what you got, and then if you ain't got it, we stop, and then I'll move on to the next person. Or at least that's how it works in theory. Anyway, I waited a while, met another girl. This girl was kind of the opposite in a lot of ways. Like, she was a virgin, which was that's the first time I've ever like seen a person at all in any aspect who was a virgin. So that was different. I didn't pressure her into anything, like, but we had a really good time. Like, the first night we saw each other, like, we walked around a lake for like 5 hours or some shit. Like, it was really nice, and we got sushi later, and like, everything was seemed pretty kosher. Yeah, I knew she was gonna be really busy 'cause of school, or whatever, and then she just ghosted me. After about 2 months of like, that, she just ghosts me. And I wasn't sure which one like offended me more. Like, not getting any explanation as to why you don't want to see me anymore, or the person who outright lied to me about like the nature of why we had to stop doing things. So after her, I would occasionally go back to the app for like a little bit, and then I'd stop using it after like a day. And I haven't used it really in a long time. Two, who messaged first? I was the one who messaged first both of those times, I kind of assumed that on the whole, women didn't probably message first and wanted the guys to do it. So I did it. If you message first, what do you say to ensure people actually respond? If you never message first, what do people say to you that makes you respond to the initial message? There were some other chicks that I was talking to on Tinder, briefly, and, you know, I just basically greeted them with a standard fucking, like, how are you doing this evening? Like, I don't do no fucking pickup lines. I'm not looking for, like, a hookup or a friends with benefits. Like, it's just not something I want. It's not. Like, there's nothing wrong with if you want it. If other people want it, it's fine. It's just not for me. Like, especially if I want to, like, explore a lot of the things that I really, really want to do. I can't trust to do that with someone who's not, like, personally invested in me. So, yeah, but it was just a matter of, like, you know, I tell them, hey, what's good? And usually, like, you know, I'll talk to them about music and art. You know, if they're like a music and art kind of person, then I immediately know, like, you know, is there a gateway, you know? And thankfully, both of the girls that I saw were very much into a lot of the same music I was. Like, the first girl, I'm like, yeah, I love Duran Gray. And she's like, oh my God, that's one of my favorite bands. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking great. You know, and the second girl, she didn't know about Duran Gray, but she knew about some other, like, bands I like. So that was really tight. Both of them had good taste in beer too. So big bonus. Second one had a really good taste in anime. Anyway, I'm rambling. Four, do you have any Tinder drinking games? Like what? Like, I'm sitting around with my buddies and we take turns and, like, drink if we meet certain criteria, like, while the guy's using it. Like, I'm not really sure, like, how does that work? I've never even heard of that. I guess maybe we should make that a thing at my next party. Might be funny. Number five. What about someone's profile makes you automatically swipe left? Now, I don't remember if the left is bad or if the right is bad. Left is good, right? Left is like, I match. I want to match this person, I think. Yeah. It's left. So swipe left, assuming that's the good one. What's going to make me swipe left, is that you have, pictures involving musical instruments, anything involving you being in a museum, you being in a live concert. Generally, like, having a lot of tattoos, sounding like you're, like, giving a bio that gives me the impression that you're, like, really chill and that you are really down to earth and that you're centered like me. Hopefully you also like metal. That's a big one. Like, if you like metal, that is big. If you like D&D, that's big. Which is why on my Tinder profile, like, I made sure to put up pictures that, like, kind of went to those things so it would attract the kind of people I want to come to me. Anyway, yeah, so those things, like, alternative kind of looks and if anything that makes me think that you like those kinds of things. And swipe right for the next question. Obviously, if it looks like all you're looking for is a hookup, I'm swiping right. That's not what I want. It's weird to me. I don't understand it. I don't want it. If you look like a stereotypical, like, sorority girl, that's kind of related to the whole, like, just trying to get something. Like, and there's a lot of those on there. Like, I mean, I had to sift through, like, oceans of sorority girls. I guess I live in a college town, so, you know, that's expected, I guess. But, yeah, oceans of sorority girls that just look like they don't have a fucking shred of personality. And I know that's not true for all of them, but they damn sure look like it. And, you know, that look is really all I've gotten to go on. And, like, so they obviously don't care about attracting a person like me, probably. So if that's the case, then I'm not gonna swipe. I'm gonna swipe right. Number 7. Do you think my lack of Tinder success is because I'm uggo? LOL, just playing. But do you think it's unfortunate that Tinder is mostly focused on aesthetics, or do you think it's made dating better? I don't really think it's unfortunate that it's based on aesthetics, because Tinder is, while it says dating app, I don't really, everybody knows that's not what it is. Tinder is a hookup app that's, like, for everyone, you know, although, you know, obviously, like, gay guys or whatever use Grindr or whatever other apps there are out there. I don't know what the market's like, but Tinder is primarily a hookup app. Like, everybody knows that. Everybody I knew who used it, that's pretty much what they were using it for. And while that's not what I used it for, sorry guys, I just had some chili earlier. It's kind of coming up a little bit. sorry about that. Sorry, TMI, I'm sorry. Oh, God, that was awful. I shouldn't probably be drinking absinthe after having that either. Oh, God. Making bad decisions. Anyway, no, I don't think it's a problem, because it's doing what it's basically people want it to do. Like, and having hookups is not a problem. If you want to do that, that's good. And if Tinder helps people do that in a safe way of finding people, and you screen them and you do all that, even better. It's a hell of a lot better to do that than resort to stuff like Craigslist, which people have successfully used it, but it's way more sketchy than, say, like Tinder or even like Plenty of Fish or something like that. Do I think it's made dating better? I think that maybe it opens up avenues for some people. It's much more accessible, I think, than a lot of other apps, and I think it does open the gate for, like, some folks. So I do think it's good for some, but I don't know if I'd go as far as to say it's made dating better. I mean, really, ideally, if you want to find people to date, then you'll frequent the places more often that you like. Because to me, it's better to find people at places you enjoy being at. Not like being at a bar, but like, for instance, like me, I love D&D. If I find a really attractive, alternative-looking chick hanging out at a hobby shop, that's probably someone I want to go after. You know, so, and I've never had such luck. The last girl, like, the only girl I've ever asked out, like, while I was out and about was, I was at this restaurant that I frequent. It's, like, really close to my house. Really good place. Their staff is so diverse. Really, really hard workers. And there was this chick that was just covered in tattoos. And really good tattoos, too. Like, I hate cliche stars and, like, ankle, like, anchors on the foot. She didn't have shit like that. At least not that was visible. She did mention she had some shitty ones that you couldn't see, but I mean, she had this really good septum. Like, there's something about a girl that wears a septum really well that fucking gets me off. I fucking love that shit. And she seemed really well read and, like, fucking intelligent. She had grad school shit, so she really didn't have time. And you know, if she had taken any time to think about it, I immediately would have thought she was making an excuse, and fuck me. How dare I work my confidence up to ask somebody out? Fuck. But no, you know, it was pretty quick. I didn't lose any confidence. Anyway, point is, organic situations, I think, on the whole, are better if you can put yourself in those situations. Some people don't have that kind of time. I kind of have that kind of time, but I don't want to make that effort to just go to those places. Like, I almost feel like that's inorganic to go to a place to meet someone. Like, and I realize I already use Tinder and that kind of goes against that principle, but like, I feel like it's not organic when you're meeting someone on the premise of like starting that. I feel like they should just be someone that you meet in the element, and it just works that way. I have not had a single relationship that worked that way. Not yet. One day. One day. Anyway, guys, hope I didn't mean to ramble forever about off-topic shit. Hope you guys enjoyed. I'm hoping to get some stuff going on this weekend for you guys. Scripts or audios or whatever. I've got a lot of shit to sift through on my saved. Good God. The only times I really have to listen to shit is when I get home and on lunch. Because they crack down on my work about listening to stuff like in your earbuds and shit. Because we were so backlogged. I'm thinking they might turn it over now that we've caught up. So I'll go back to listening to you lovely folks at work again whenever I feel like, hopefully. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and you guys have a good-ass day. Bye.